Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Oh, hey, it's me, it's Anna.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. So, just wanted to flag a few of you said you couldn't hear us properly.
What? Last week.
And we don't know what happened there. We've got a different type of microphone this week, and to me it sounds pretty bloody loud.
Maybe we weren't shouting as usual as much as normal, but I feel like I was fucking shouting last week. So.
Maybe we were in like a real chill mood.
Yeah, maybe. Just really chillaxing with the iPod. No, yeah. Podcast. The I don't podcast. Know what I'm saying anymore.
Yeah.
I've gone loopy.
Anyway, well, we're back.
Yeah, let us know if there is any problems, but I hope this will sort it out. Yeah. I've got a good feeling about Rhiannon's new setup. She's looking profesh. She's got headphones on. She's loving life, people. She's loving life.
Yeah. I know you didn't like all my animal stories last week, but I've got some more animal stories.
Oh, God. As long as no one dies, I don't mind. Someone dies, don't they?
Maybe.
Oh, Jesus.
That's all right.
No, I'm happy with that. Yeah. I'm cool with it.
Yeah. So what are we here for, Anna? We're here to talk about real life stories.
You betcha. We're talking about weird news and the kind of things that you'd find in real life magazines like Pick Me Up, Chats, Real Life, Real People. Basically anything that you would read in a magazine and think, that's crazy shit. There's no way that really happened IRL in real life. But of course, it did. It did happen in real life. So that's wildly exciting to us all. So that's what you're here for, and that's what you're going to fucking get. Yeah. All right?
What, have you got anything good this week?
Hello.
Oh, sorry.
Got loads of good ones, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got loads.
We should just be glad Anna's awake, because Anna's been up all night covering the Oscars.
Oh, yes. That was not as fun as I wanted it to be. And I was hungover. Why am I always...
Were you hungover?
Big time. Yeah, I was a bit annoyed about that. But it was fine. Once it got going, it's just when you're sat at 10 p.m. and you're falling asleep and you're like, great, I don't even start work for 3 more hours. So that's pretty sweet. But it went quite quick. I went to bed at 5, did that classic laying awake, not sure if I'd actually press publish on any of the stories that I'd written.
Yeah.
And then fell asleep at about 6 and woke up at 11. So really, I've had a free day off.
Lovely.
I've done some really good stuff with my time off. I've watched RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars Season 3.
Yeah.
Done some arts and crafts, done a bit of this, done a bit of that. I've had a great day.
And of course, you are the country's foremost film expert.
Yeah, you know I love films. Yeah. I'm loving The Shape of Water, which I found out while watching the Oscars is about a woman that falls in love with a fish.
Yeah.
Didn't know that before last night.
It's an amazing film.
The Billboards, that seems like good fun.
Yeah.
Everyone likes that storyline. And then some other ones.
Yeah.
There's one about thread, a man touching some thread.
Yes, there is a thread one.
Yeah. And the guy Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
So all good times. Plus Mitzi from Hollyoaks won a fucking Oscar.
Yes.
Which is the only thing I care for right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I was critiquing a lot of big blockbusters last night.
Tune into our other podcast, which is Anna Reviewing Films.
Yeah, big time. Actually, I nearly watched Mean Girls 2 today.
Did? Oh, I've always stayed away from that.
We all should, and I'm glad I did, and I went for RuPaul in the end, so it worked out fine.
Cool.
So that's cool. What have you been doing?
Been at work.
Been at work, mostly. Yeah, been at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good story.
Coolies. Great story, bruh.
Do you want to start with stories this week, or shall I?
Yeah, I'll start as I'm here.
Okay.
And you're not, apparently.
No.
Okay, she's checking the mic. She likes the level. She's feeling it. She's loving it.
Yeah.
A woman chugged an entire bottle of cognac rather than giving it to airport security.
Oh, my God.
And I just think we should really learn a valuable lesson from this person.
Yeah.
Yes, you will get alcohol poisoning, but yes, you will have a full bottle of cognac inside yourself instead of giving it to someone else. Identified only as Miss Zhao, her recent attempt to slip a bottle of imported cognac past airport security in Beijing left her with way more than a hangover. Although there was most definitely a hangover as well. Yeah. Just to let you know. When Zhao, a woman who appeared to be in her 40s, we don't have a date of birth or anything, we're just having a look at her, we got a good feeling about it. When she arrived at Beijing Capital International Airport for a noon flight transfer to Wenzhou, she was stopped at
good
the security...
Chinese-ing.
I know, I'm really nailing it this week for some reason. I've been taking lessons. She was stopped at security checkpoint at the security checkpoint for trying to bring an entire bottle of Remy Martin XO Excellence.
Yeah, am that's I saying posh. That right? My nan loves that shit.
Super fancy pants. Yeah. It's valued roughly at $200 US dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So what would that be for us? The exchange rate is garbage at the moment.
£120.
£120. About that, yeah. Fine.
Probably 150, actually.
150? What?
180, maybe.
I mean, I will not pay more than £13 for a bottle of vodka. And I really mean... And even if it'll make me go blind, I'm just not willing to pay
and
that.
And you have drunk rat poison before, and that's fine.
And I'm fine. And nothing happened to me. Yes, my spleen weeps. But yeah. I'm not worried about it, so you shouldn't be either.
We don't even know what spleen is.
I have no need for the spleen. So what did she do, I hear you ask, except I've already told you, because the headline is quite self-explanatory. Yeah. According to a report in the Nanfang, she certainly did not do what the US Transportation Security Administration suggests you do in this situation. So basically, if this ever happens to you, listeners, Rhiannon, if you've ever got a £150 bottle of cognac in your bag and you're not allowed to take it, what you should do is either, one, take the item to the ticket counter and check it in your baggage or a box provided by the airport.
Takes ages.
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
Two, many airports have a postal service. I did not know this. Or other shipping services where...
Post it to yourself.
Yeah, I think so. Where boxes, stamps and envelopes can be bought so you can ship your items home.
Also for loads of money, I bet.
It's quite a good idea, though. Mm. But yeah. Three, if there is somebody seeing you off, you can hand the prohibited item to them. Thanks, airport. Good idea. And four, if your car is parked outside, you can take the item to your car. Obviously, Ms. Zhao did none of the above.
No.
Instead, she took matters into her own hands and sat down in a corner and drank the entire bottle of cognac herself.
Yes.
You gotta love her can-do attitude, though. Unfortunately, she couldn't hold her liquor very well, unsurprisingly considering she drank an entire bottle of cognac and she's in her 40s. Not that that has any idea of why she can't drink.
No judgment here.
According to reports, she quite quickly began acting wildly and yelling incoherently. She fell to the floor and stayed there until the police arrived. They took one look at her and did not allow her to board her flight. That's just fucking great. Zhao's family were called to pick her up, and when she sobered up, she was released to them. Not exactly how she expected to enjoy her expensive cognac, we're sure, but she certainly wasn't letting
it
the
might
good...
be.
Yeah, actually, has anyone asked her whether
she
that
might
was...
love drinking
that might have been her original plan. Yeah, maybe she gets frightened about flying. She's a nervous flyer.
Yeah.
She's got a Werther's Original in one hand to stop the ears popping. She's got cognac in the other.
Mint.
Yeah. She's got, what do you call them? What do you call when you're allowed to take an animal on a
emotional
flight?
Emotional support animal.
Emotional support peacock with her. She's loving life. So, where did we get to? I started talking about peacocks for some reason.
Yeah.
But she certainly wasn't letting the good stuff go in the trash or in the industrious security officer's backpack, because you know that shit gets stolen. Because, after all, that's where we all truly believe our good stuff goes, isn't it? Let's be honest. Even the TSA knows it. On their blog, they write, "Our officers would really rather not have you lose the... lose the trust." Fuck me. I was up all night. Okay, I'm going to start from the beginning. Not from the entire beginning.
No,
you don't want to hear it again. What the fuck? Right. On their blog, the TSA writes, "Our officers would really rather not have you lose the trusty pocket knife your grandfather gave you. They would really prefer you didn't have to surrender the knife you used to cut your wedding cake." I mean, I literally don't know what that means.
No.
Would anybody know what that means at any point?
I think they're trying to say, like, they don't want to take it, but they will.
But we will. Yeah. Right, dickheads. Oh, they're saying, like,
we don't want to take.
We don't want to take the very special wedding cake knife or your special hunting knife.
But we will.
But we will. Anyway, so that's what happened to Miss Zhao. She drank too much cognac. She couldn't even get on a flight in the end, and her parents had to come pick her up like a fucking loser.
Tom once saw someone do something very similar outside the gates going into Glastonbury Festival.
Yes.
They were like, "You can't take that glass bottle of..." I can't remember what it was. It was like Bacardi or something.
Who takes Bacardi
Maybe
anywhere?
Maybe it was Jack Daniels. I don't know.
I'm saying
some
Bacardi.
Guy necked the whole bottle.
A whole bottle of Bacardi?
Yeah.
Why did you think, why did he think he was going to have a good time doing that?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to feel like shit for the next 3 days. And then my sassy dot, my mum.
Yeah.
And I totally agree with this. So basically, they bought a whole bottle of wine.
Mm.
And then they had to leave after one glass. And the bouncer has been a job's worth and said...
Where were they? Hang on, where were they?
In Essex somewhere.
Weathers, yeah, sure.
And they like, hit, so the barman was, the bouncer was like, oh, we're not licensed to sell alcohol that leaves us, but you have to give it back to us. And my mum was like, you're going to put that behind the bar. He was like, it doesn't matter, you have to give it back. So my mum opened it and poured it down the drains in front of him.
Oh my God, your mum is out. I thought you were going to say she got bottled out him. A funnel,
yeah.
All that, yeah, and just whatever that thing is. Is it a beer bong?
Oh yeah.
A wine bong, a rosé yeah. bong. That would have also been funny, but
chug.
Pretty dangerous.
Yeah, but you know, I hate
good
that.
For her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, Dot. Anyway, moral of the story, don't drink a whole bottle of cognac, because really, there's just no need. There's just no need for that shit. And who drinks cognac? I don't think I've ever had it. Have you?
No.
Not a big cognac drinker.
Oh, no, I have.
Is it nice?
Because once I was in a first class lounge at an airport and I was
and you're like,
I
just drink literally one of everything. Yeah. Fine. That's the only time when that is appropriate.
Yeah.
I think we can agree with that.
Mum discovers dead mouse sewn into the lining of daughter's new Asda school skirt.
That is just a real shame.
Yeah.
Didn't we do a story before where it was a Zara coat and there was just the tiny mouse hand coming out the pocket?
Oh, yeah, the hand.
It was so small and spindly.
And it's so, they're just like sewn through the hand.
Oh, God. Good times.
A mum was shocked to find a decomposing dead mouse sewn into her daughter's school skirt. Natalie Kirkwood had become increasingly worried about the pungent odour coming from the skirt she bought from Asda her seven-year-old daughter.
I feel quite sick.
The 31-year-old decided to take a closer look at the grey skirt pleats and realised one of them appeared to be stuffed with something. So got out the scissors. Natalie and partner Stuart, 34, cut it open and filmed the evidence. To their horror,
is there a video?
They discover
I just
the dead
absolutely
rodeo.
Do not notice. It's fully decomposing as we speak.
There's a video,
there's no
which
need
we'll
for
definitely
that.
Forget to tweet.
Oh God!
In the footage, she can be heard saying, "Oh my God, the smell! This is definitely a mouse." Oh, Sophia's cute, isn't she?
Yeah,
she doesn't deserve.
I just
that
wonder
shit.
If her life has potentially been. I think she's been scarred for life by this.
You know that all the kids are gonna be like, "Why do you smell?" For
God.
Weeks?
Our school had to be shut down at one point because there was a dead rat in the heating pipes in the maths corridor, and I honestly can tell you this without doubt, it's the worst smell I've ever smelled, because they were just cooking that dead rat when every time they turned the heating on and pushing it around, and then they started putting like powder around, like nice smell, you know, like vac and shake everywhere, so there was this weird smell of talcum powder but also hot dead bloated rat. But we did get a few days off school, so
wow.
Did quite a lot of smoke
days,
in the herb.
Like, you think they're just fine smoking
no,
the
they
herb?
They had to literally blast out the stink with a grenade,
God,
practically. It was awful. Anyway.
Tracy. Was her name Tracy?
I don't know.
I've got a name. No, Natalie.
Natalie. Where'd you get Tracy from?
I wonder.
Just reading what you want to read.
Natalie added, I felt disgusted when I found the rotten mouse inside the skirt.
I don't feel no great. Shit.
My daughter has worn that skirt with decomposing mouse sewn inside on numerous occasions. What if it made her ill?
I honestly feel... Wasn't it a bit heavy as well?
No,
I guess
they're so little.
Yeah, they are quite small, aren't they?
Sophia has several skirts, but she wore this one a number of times without never saying anything. She bought it in November. It was only when I was going through her clothes and wardrobe 2 weeks ago I noticed the smell. I washed it separately, but it still smells. I wondered if she'd stuffed things in her pockets.
Ooh.
And that's when I noticed the pleat.
Bulging
pleat. I used to be a dressmaker, so I know the makeup of a garment. Not relevant.
Not irrelevant. But so here, go to my website if you need any pleats.
Yeah. And you can watch the video of her cutting into it. We decided to video it in case we needed to get in touch with Asda and they wanted evidence. That's a good point.
Very smart.
I thought she was being a fame hunter.
I thought she wanted to go viral. And we've helped her.
So she said Asda have not been at all useful.
Cool.
They said keep the skirt and the dead mouse and take it into the store.
I'm not sure what to tell you, but I'm not in the mood for keeping that mouse anymore.
Yeah, and she says she didn't want to put it in her car and stink up the car. So it's just sat outside her back door at the moment. And as a spokesperson says, they are beginning a thorough investigation.
Too little, too late. That kid is absolutely scarred for life.
Yeah. And has no friends.
Oh, God.
That is sad, isn't
kids
it?
Kids can be so mean when you smell like dead
when
rat.
When you smell like continuously. A dead rat.
And I'd be disappointed if they weren't taking the piss out of her, to be honest. I think a few people sent us this story, and quite honestly, it's wonderful. A former Freemason, 51, found drunk and naked inside a huge pipe organ with a toy gun and remote control police car, says he got lost while trying to hand out cheeseburgers to the homeless.
Let's take it step by step.
Just like a shit ton of information to take in, but we're going to work through it together and we're going to enjoy the results.
Yes.
A former Freemason found drunk and naked, always drunk and naked, don't know why he took his trousers off, inside a huge pipe organ. How do you even get...
What's a pipe organ like at the church?
Yeah, like the fucking huge ones. Or the one like the octopus plays in Pirates of the Caribbean 2. I think it's Bill Nye. He's got an octopus for a... Anyway, I've watched that recently, so that's my...
And he's a Freemason.
Point of reference. This guy's a Freemason, he was found naked and drunk inside a huge pipe organ and has appeared in court accused of damaging the historic instrument insured for more than $1 million.
What?
Bloody hell, mate. Gazooks. Glenn Langford was arrested on Wednesday after allegedly flooding the Brisbane Masonic Memorial Centre and setting off the fire alarms. The 51-year-old faced charges at the Brisbane Arrest Court on Thursday and was granted bail. He just looks so Australian and drunk. Like, he's just exactly what you'd imagine.
The outfit and everything.
He's missing a front tooth. He's a little scraggly around the edges, but he is happy as can be and he's off to get Foster's. Which is interesting because...
Or a Castle Wine 4X.
Oh, 4X, mate. People in Australia do not drink Foster's. That is bullshit. But he said his intentions were initially well-meaning and the night had got out of hand after downing a bottle of Johnny Walker whiskey.
What's with everyone downing whole bottles?
Just sip like a normal person. The court was told that he had been meaning to hand out cheeseburgers to the homeless. Very specific. Food was left scattered on the floor of the Grand Hall. I knew you said Grand Hall.
The
Grand Hall of the heritage-listed temple in Brisbane CBD, which features one of the biggest organs in Queensland.
Yeah, sure.
Gadzook, man. It's feared the organ installed in the 1930s may be too damaged to be repaired, despite it being insured for $1 million. Oh, no. It's actually quite sad. It's taken a turn for the worse, isn't it? Mr. Langford is charged with allegedly damaging a number of organ pipes and destroying part of a decorative wall. He was also discovered naked, along with clothes, a remote-controlled police car and a toy gun.
The remote-controlled police car.
I just can't even...
It's my favourite bit.
Why did he have any of that stuff on him? And why was there a pile of clothes next to his naked penis?
Yeah, that he was not wearing.
The magistrate heard from Mr. Langford's lawyer, who explained that he had last week lost his job and was getting over the breakdown of a 16-year relationship. Aww. So just go to the local and have a few beers and go home. Don't be getting naked and playing with your remote-controlled fucking police
After
car.
After a whole bottle of... Johnny Walker.
And just go listen to Ed Sheeran over and over again like the rest of us do. We'll get dumped. He was granted bail on the condition that he stayed more than 100 metres away from the centre in Ann Street.
I think you're going to say from the organ.
From the organ.
The organ is really upset.
Not to speak to the organ anymore. Things just got a little loose. I was out of it, Mr. Langford told S News, 7 News. I sometimes get S's and 7's mixed up. Is that dyslexia?
Yeah.
Cool. He apologised to all the righteous Freemasons everywhere. Don't think that has anything to do with everywhere. It. I did have a lot of cheeseburgers to give to the homeless. I'm going to see a shrink and not drink anymore.
Oh, at least he was giving cheeseburgers to the homeless.
Was he? It doesn't feel like he was, Rhiannon.
You think he's going to eat them all?
I think he's just a madman.
I'd quite like a cheeseburger now.
Starving, unsurprisingly, every week.
What are you going to have for tea?
We've got last night's lasagna.
Oh,
it's your classic school dinner, lasagna, chips, salad.
Oh!
Double carb, baby.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. It's going to be wild. What have you got?
Pulled pork and salad.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
You go, girl. I'm doing that now, apparently.
I say...
You go, girl!
This makes me feel a bit sick already.
Oh, great.
Man with parasitic infection on his penis
had
been using fish guts to perform solo sex act.
Another one, just a lot of information.
A lot of information.
And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
I think our friend Joe sent us this one. So yes. Thank you as ever.
Thanks, Joe.
Are you doing that? You've been watching Queer Eye.
Yes, Queen.
So Broad City is yes. And then Jonathan off of Queer Eye has obviously been watching too much Broad City, and all he says... Oh, the
does
whole
it start
of
Broad City?
Yes!
It doesn't start in Broad City, does it?
Yeah.
I started watching that today and I don't like it.
Oh,
do you
give
like
it a little
it?
Bit further. It gets better.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay, I'll see what I can do, but I'm
TV
pretty...
review show coming up from us soon.
I'm pretty busy watching Mean Girls 2 next week, so...
Oh, but yeah, everyone, if you've not watched Queer Eye on
oh,
Netflix...
Oh, it is so nice. I really love it. They're such a nice bunch. I'm really...
Yeah.
I really like them a lot.
Yes! Jonathan says it always constantly.
Yes.
A man ended up in excruciating pain after pleasuring himself using the stomach of an anglerfish.
Oh, God, what?
This is an anglerfish, Anna.
Cool.
Is it right, but, ugly bugger?
Okay. I have so many questions, but I'm going to do the right thing and let you finish.
The Japanese man says he suffered from a painful bladder infection shortly after the solo sex act, despite carefully disinfecting the fish beforehand.
Nothing. This is way too premeditated. I don't mind if you start having a wank and you see on the side there's some fish guts and you go, that would probably feel great on my penis.
Mm.
Like, that's fine. Go for it.
Mm.
But I feel like he specifically set aside some time... Like, ran a bubble bath, get himself relaxed, had a glass of Merlot, and then disinfected a fish gut and was like, I'm going to fucking put this around my dick.
One step better, Anna, he posted the whole thing on Japan's notorious text board 2 channel.
I mean, I don't know what any of those words
mean. Which is basically like a message board, I think, on the internet.
Cool.
Including pictures of the anglerfish's stomach and how he did the whole procedure.
Is that like a famous thing that people know feels good when you're wanking, fish guts?
I mean, I've not heard of it.
I am very much unaware of that one.
While not revealing his age or where in Japan he lives, the poster, the man, said he works with anglerfish on a regular basis and came up with the idea out of curiosity. In the post, he told, this is his hand inside his stomach. We'll put that on...
It's basically like a pair of rubber gloves, but without defined fingers.
And made of a stomach.
I'm going to throw up, luckily.
In the post, he told how he disinfected the fish's bladder using salt and ethanol, rinsing it with water and repeating the process 5 times to get rid of parasites.
I mean, that is dedicated.
That's it in his little... Then he put it to drain in his colander where he probably also does his pasta.
I'm honestly going to spew up my guts in a minute. And if he tries to use them to wank, I will lose my shit. I'm going to throw up.
I'd stop him.
This is so bad.
A fourth picture in the blog-like forum post, full of updates, showed him wearing the fish stomach as a glove on his left hand. Followed by the words, I'm taking off my pants now.
Great. Nothing about this isn't sexy.
But in a follow-up a while later, he revealed he had to check himself into hospital after suffering pain in his nether regions.
He had
that
to
seemed like rubbing
check himself
salt in the guts, Anna.
He is doing too much for the internet.
Doctors diagnosed him with urethritis.
And with being a fucking moron.
And being a moron. Inflammation of the tube carrying urine from the bladder out of the body.
Oh.
And put him on a course of antibiotics to fight what is thought to be a parasitic infection.
Fish guts dick.
Despite all his efforts.
Oh, God.
He's also said to be having to apply oily ointment onto his penis to soothe the constant
stink
he feels while urinating.
You know what the problem with that is? That he's basically lubing up his dick every day.
Oh.
So he's wanking and that's hurting the penis again.
The parasites.
This is a fucking disaster and he deserves to burn in hell.
Yeah, and we're going to show you those pictures because they are out of this world.
I just don't care for a fish gut dick glove.
I don't think you should do, fish gut wank.
I just don't think anyone should be wanking anyway. Just...
Yeah, exactly.
Grow up, for
Have
God's sake.
Have sex once a month, like we said.
I don't think anyone should be doing any of the above. This morning viewer is stunned by human elf Louis Padron, who had his jaw broken 5 times and has spent £45,000 on plastic surgery to make himself look like an elf.
No.
You know these are my favourite stories, people being dickheads.
Yeah.
A man who calls himself a human elf told how he'd had his jaw broken 5 times as part of a £45,000 plastic surgery transformation.
Can I see him?
Yeah, in fairness, he does look like an elf.
He does. Oh,
I will
so
give
it's
him
not
that.
A Christmas elf. He looks like Orlando.
Oh no,
Orlando
he doesn't
Bloom
just have like curly whirly shoes on and red and white stripy tights around.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, more elf. Like sexy elf, if you don't mind me saying. Apparently, I'm into that. Argentinian Louis Padron spoke about his surgeries on This Morning and described himself as being trans species. Cool,
sure.
Dude. He told of how he went to South Korea to undergo the surgery to make his jawline more elf-like. I don't even.
What is
what?
The jaw?
Yeah, like I get he's got like pointy ears and he's done weird stuff to his eyes, but I don't understand what makes his jaw. It just looks like.
I mean, we don't know how shit his jaw was beforehand.
But what's an elf jaw? I mean, who even has the knowledge of this?
No idea. Because they're not real.
Ah, shit, I just remembered. Yeah. Louis explained, 3 months ago I went to South Korea. They broke my jaw in 5 parts and put it back together with titanium. Jeez, why would you put yourself through that? So when all this heals, I will have an animated character kind of shape. Then I will fix the saggy skin. So that's great news. Great, great, great. You can see my jawline is chubby right now, but it's because it's healing. But soon I will look like an elf. Great news. Louis has also undergone surgery on his ears to make them more pointed. He's had liposuction on his jaw. That's what the saggy, the turkey gooseneck. Turkey neck. Turkey gooseneck. A
I
nose
thought you were going to say gooch neck.
A turkey gooch neck. Classic gooch. Elves don't have ball bags for necks, so I understand why he had the surgery.
Yeah.
He's also had a nose job and laser skin bleaching. Mm. Sounds like it would feel incredibly nice.
Yeah.
He has already changed his eye colour 6 times.
What?
And is now thinking about having a risky surgery to make his eyes crystal blue, but isn't sure about it yet because he'll probably go blind. I'll have to go to India for it, but I'm not sure as there's a chance I could go blind. He's weighing it up. He's like, I really want India eyes that look like a pool of crystal blue water, but I also want to be able to see.
Aren't there contacts for that shit?
Yeah, like, come on, don't be a knob. Describing himself as trans species, which obviously I love, Louis said his desire to be an elf came as a result of him being bullied at school. Well, great, now I feel bad.
You feel bad.
That's really great news. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Great. You could have said this earlier, mate. He said that made me close in on myself, searching for happiness in books and movies and stuff like that. That's why I started liking so much the fantasy characters, like elves and aliens.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I always bleached my hair or dyed it in fantasy colours, but I feel like I need something more. You don't. Then I saw that Barbie girl who transformed herself with plastic surgery. I decided that was what I wanted to be. You saw that woman and you thought, that's a good idea.
What about the Ken doll man? He's the worst one.
With his body. It's like he's wearing a full head mask over his normal head. His brain is so fucking humongous. We've come to the end of the story and I didn't realise. So then I saw the Barbie girl who transformed herself with plastic surgery and I decided that's what I wanted to be.
Okay.
So now he is a trans species. Mm. He's living his best life.
Yeah.
He's crazy AF.
Yes, elf!
And now I want to fucking kill him so hard. But that's neither here nor there.
Cool.
Cool, cool, cool. Good times, elf.
That's good. I enjoyed that.
Oh, that's great news. Even though he yawned halfway through it.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me.
She's a tired baby. She's a baby.
Some of us have done normal days at work. I'm still tired.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Okie dokie. The case crumbles. Police officer accused of biscuit theft has no case to answer.
Yeah.
So I initially looked into this story and then realised it moved a day on and the result had come out, so... I got the update for you. Cool,
good stuff. Oh, I did put an update up recently of your story about the guy who refused to shit because he had drugs up his bum.
Yes, did he do a poo?
When I posted the thing, he still had not, and there was a pretty good chance he was going to die.
Oh my god!
So that is, I've got no blood on my hands.
No,
do what you like.
That's not
poop,
your fault.
Don't poop. See if I care. I'm cross after the elf thing, clearly.
A police officer who was placed on restricted duties while he faced a disciplinary hearing.
Sure.
Disciplinary hearing. Over a tin of biscuits has been told he has no case to answer.
What biscuits? This
is a double layer tin.
What? Oh my god, like the ones that you open at your nan's house and there's fucking sewing bits in instead of biscuits. Yeah. Raging.
PC Thomas Hooper from Kingston's Operational Command Unit in Southwest London denied 2 allegations of breaching professional standards. One of them related to taking a 2-tier tin of biscuits from the communal area in the station.
They are not for you. They're for everybody.
This is the real thing that happened.
This is great.
He said he had planned to share the snack among his colleagues and offered to replace the tin, but was still hauled before the Directorate of Professional Standards.
Good. There have to be rules. Just because you're a policeman doesn't mean you can... eat as many biscuits as you like.
No.
I've always said that.
The second one was about a speeding ticket that he said when he was doing something. Yeah.
Fine.
On Wednesday, the disciplinary panel, however, found he had no case to answer.
Oh.
In a 3-day hearing, the then Inspector Sarah Blake argued that even though he had offered to replace the biscuits, end quote, by the time the biscuits had been eaten, and in my mind, theft is theft.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Once a biscuit thief, always a biscuit thief.
always a biscuit.
I'm trying to manically think of some biscuit puns, but I'm just not getting any. So let us know if you got any.
There's loads of quotes that were given in evidence, including Inspector Mark Bullen, who said, my assumption was the biscuits had been part of the tea club. I remember quite clearly telling him that this could be construed as theft and, worst case scenario, a discreditable conduct.
I just wonder, haven't they got actual crimes to be fighting?
How many biscuits have they had?
What is going on with them? There must be something more important they could be doing right now. Some paperwork, maybe?
Ms. Blake said she went to the prosecutors because of the gravity of the incident. So,
oh my God, get out of
town. How could he put the biscuits back?
This is killing me. This is too much.
So, yeah. If I was that way inclined, Anna, I'd say PC gone mad.
PC gone
mad.
No, absolutely not. Elf and safety. Well, no, it's not elf and safety. Yeah. And I don't want to think about elves.
You don't
want to
think about elves right now.
They're fucking dicks. Yeah. Not, they're not. And that's the problem. Now I'm painting them all with the same brush, and that's not fair.
And it's only him who's going to get his eyes bleached.
Oh, God, what a douchebag.
Yeah.
Is that all the stories?
That's all the stories.
Oh, blimey. We're killing it.
That went quick. Oh, that's half an hour. You've had enough entertainment.
It's because we're having a good time, Rhiannon.
Let's hope everyone can hear it this time.
Yeah, do let us know. I don't know what to say. That's a bit annoying. Yeah, because I listened to it and it sounded all right.
Mm.
Well, yeah, it sounded all right, in fact. But maybe... Yeah, so I listened to it on the iTunes app on the iTelephone and it was fine. But if you are listening to it on something else, then let us know and we will, of course, try and sort it out as soon as possible. But yeah, we've tried a new thing this week, so hopefully that will have sorted it out.
Why don't you really loudly shout our social networks?
Yes! So if you want to get in touch with us on Twitter and Instagram, it's at @IRL_UK_podcast. Yeah. That'd be super cool to hear from you. If you would like to Fassia book us, search for us in the Fassia book search bar. IRL UK podcast. If you want to what's it called, review us.
Yes.
cool if you want to review us on iTunes, that'd be super swell as well. But you know how to do that. Do you know how to do that? I can't remember how to do it, but it's a bit complicated. You're better off just figuring it out yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll be putting some funny pictures and videos and whatnot up on our social media this week. But yeah, we'd love to hear from you, and yeah, let us know if there is a problem, but also just let us know if you're having a good time. Tell us what you've been up to, where you've been, how you've been, what's going on.
Yeah. Like, what are you thinking about work? Are you going to stay there? Is it a good prospect?
You know, like, do you think maybe you're going to move forward or do you think you're just sort of stunted? I don't know. Let us know how you're feeling about
work.
What
are your thoughts on Brexit?
I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. No politics.
Do you want to say goodbye, Anna?
I want to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.